The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody say the word. God created the whole earth by the word. So I believe and I know that restoration cannot be a problem also by the word. How many of us know that? If God created the entire world by the word of God, he says the whole world was without form or void. I love the Yoruba version. It says, Aye ori jun jun. I don't know. You know, it was without form, no void, nothing in plan. Yet the Lord spoke and everything came to place. So I'm assured that no matter what you have lost, the word of God is more than able to restore it. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know something? Most times at the beginning of the year like this, we hear a lot of prophecies. Yes or no? And many of us, or don't let me use us, but many people are always eager to hear prophecies. Our ears are always itching to hear prophecies. True or false? Let's say the truth. But we are always eager to hear prophecies. You will see them flying here and there. Amidst all this prophecy, there are so many fake ones. And there are so many real ones. But let me tell you a truth tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21 gives me or makes me and assures us that the word of God is the surest word of prophecy that anyone can give you. So many years back, somebody came to me and said, I was walking, and he said, somebody that he sees evil ahead of me. I said, there's always evil ahead before. Talk another one. He said, it's from your father's house. I said, everybody has somebody from your father's house that is disturbing them. Talk another one. So when the man saw that, I didn't even give him face. I just walked away. But many believers fall victim to fake prophets because they refuse to hold the word of God. In that scripture, 2 Peter, we are going to read it. The word of God is the most sure word of prophecy. The surest prophecy that can be so fake is there. That means the prophecy that says concerning you. Let's read it together. Say, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. When you have the more sure word of prophecy, why are you looking for another prophecy elsewhere? It says we have a more sure word, whereunto ye do well. That means your restoration is in that prophecy. Is somebody understanding that tonight? That ye take heed. That is, take heed. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. That is, until you are able to conceive it. You cannot be a partaker of those prophecies. 20 says, knowing this first, you have to know that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Do you know what that place means? Please hold it there, right there, media. That means the prophecy God spoke regarding Abraham that says, I will bless them that bless him. It's of no private interpretation. It was not meant for Abraham alone. So people will read and say, it was Abraham God was referring to. He was referring to me. For as long as you can read it at that time, that is your word. Is somebody understanding tonight? It's of no private interpretation. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture. Let's verse 21, please. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by what? By the holy man. Hallelujah. So I've come to tell you tonight that your restoration lies in the word of God. It takes decision to acquire restoration. That decision comes in the place of studying the word. Bible says, they that know their God shall be what? Shall be strong. And they shall do what? One of the examples of exploits is whatever you have lost, you are taking. That's exploits. Where you are supposed to be, you are getting there. That's exploits. Somebody here is getting there tonight. I said somebody is getting there tonight. What then is the word? Number one, the word of God is light. The word of God is light. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my what? Unto my path. The difference between a man who is where God wants him to be and a man that is struggling to be where he wants to be. There are two different things. A man that is where God wants him to be and a man that is struggling to be where he wants to be. The difference between these two men is what? Light. One of them has accessed light. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8 says, the Lord sent a word unto Jacob and it lighted the entire Israel. The word of God is light. When you receive that light in the word, that is when it's what? It profits you. Somebody said, the word of God will profit me. It is light. Your making is in following hard after God. John chapter 8 verse 12. Quickly. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth, John chapter 8 verse 12. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When you follow hard after God, you have the light of life. That simply means that it is not your education that makes you. It is not money that makes you. It is your access to light that makes you. The word of God is light. And light is the key to the discovery of what? Restoration. Whatever is missing, in Luke chapter 15 verse 8, that woman was looking for coin. Light came. And the presence of light is what? Enter either that woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth she light a candle? That light there is not ordinary. Light is required for what? For restoration. Whatever is, many of you, whenever you lose something in the house, I mean physically now, you want to look for it, you get me touch. The brighter the light now, the faster you are able to what? See whatever is missing. Somebody is here tonight. The word that is meant for you is coming to you today. I said it's coming tonight. So revelation is key to what? To your restoration. Restoration is about light. John chapter 1 verse 5. Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Restoration is what? It's key. If what? You must access light rather in order to access your restoration. I heard the story of a baby lion. The baby lion was born and somehow got missing. And he found himself among goats. So he grew up with the goats. So every time the goats go to eat, he eats whatever they eat. And every time they hear sound, all right, they all take cover like if they run. So the baby lion too runs. So there was a particular day, he hears sound, a roaring of a lion, and they will all take cover and they run. So this baby lion, they were with the other goats, were drinking water, or they were sapping or sipping, whatever English it is. They were taking water, and he was able to see in the image of the water that when the lions came again to roar, I mean, as they were roaring, they were coming closer. So this baby lion saw his image in the water and said, that thing that is roaring looks like me. He looked again and looked at the thing that was roaring, looked again, he looked like me. You know what he did? He didn't even run like the goats, with the goats like he used to. He crossed to the other side and he began to roar with them. What happened? Nobody taught that goat. He only came, light came at that point. And immediately light came, he didn't have to struggle. He didn't have to run away from the praise. He didn't have to run away from the prey. Like, right? Is it the prey or the predator now? He didn't have to run away from the predator anymore. So Light, that was light. Many people, many Christians are in chains. They refuse to access restoration. Not because God hasn't given you. Not because God hasn't answered our prayers. We have what? We haven't accessed light. Light is coming for you tonight. I said light is coming for you tonight. Number two, the word of God is water. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The word of God is water. Psalm 29 verse 3 says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon what? Many waters. The impotent man at the pool of Bethesda was there for 38 years. Jesus came and asked the man, oh boy, what's the problem? He said, my Lord, oh, I have no one to take me whenever the water is stirred. The stirring of water is the stirring of the word. That man did not know that the word himself is standing in front of him. The stirring of water is the stirring of the word. The word of God is being stirred tonight. What you need to do is key in and know that that is your word. Your word is coming right now. Naaman's skin was what? Was restored by the word through water. Naaman's skin was restored by the word through water. I tell myself that the prophet could have, what made me to know that it was the word that washed Naaman. It's simple. Because Naaman was asked to walk, it was the word that they gave him. Go wash in this place. If he had gone to the pool or to the rivers in his village like he wanted to go, he couldn't have accessed his healing. The word of God is water. As we dip ourselves in the word daily, this season, every unwanted deposit of evil shall be completely removed. As we dip ourselves in the word of God this season, every unwanted deposit of evil shall be removed. Is somebody saying a good amen? Number three, the word of God is the rod. Micah chapter 6 verse 9. The word of God is the rod. It says, the Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? The word of God is the rod. Moses in Exodus chapter 4 verse 1. Moses was crying to God and told God that no one will believe that you sent me. Oh, God sent Moses, but he was crying to God. I said, God, no one will believe that you have sent me. Exodus chapter 4 verse 1. No one will believe that you have visited me. No one will believe that I already got my own restoration. No one will believe. But the Lord told him, stop crying, Moses. In case there's a Moses around, we tap your neighbor and say, don't cry, Moses. Verse 2 is where God opened the eyes of Moses. He says, and the Lord said unto him, what is in your hand? And he said, a rod. That means he already has the solution. In verse 1, he was crying. Lord, they will not believe that I've been visited. Somebody is here, you have prayed already in day 1. And you have not seen the results of what you have prayed for. And you are crying, Lord, how will they know I have come for 12 days? The word. Somebody said the word. The word. God told Moses, said, stop it. Stop crying. You already have the what? The sign of visitation. That is what people will use to know. That what? I have visited you. He said, this is the rod. Verse 2. He said, what is in your hand? Many Christians have the word, but they don't make use of it. What is in your... We are crying. Lord, I need this. But God is simply telling you tonight and say, you have it in your hand. And in verse 3, if you read that verse 3, God instructed Moses, says, put it on the floor. He wanted Moses to demonstrate the word, the rod, so that he can see the potency. If you don't put the word of God to use in your life, people would not see how powerful your God is. Put the word to use. The Lord told you, it has been said, times without, on Sunday now, this place will be filled, we'll be dancing. Everybody will be dancing and claiming prophecies. But the truth is, these are the things that God wants us to put to use. Illustrate the word that he has given you. Tell your neighbor, illustrate it. Demonstrate the word. Put it to use. From today, the word of God will be evident for all to see in your life. I said the word of God will be evident for all to see in your life. Until Moses casted the rod on the ground, he didn't realize the potency of that rod. Until you become a practical example of the word of God, your life will be dry of wonders. May your life never be dry of wonders. I said, may your life not be dry of wonders. May you be a practical illustration of God's word. The word of God says you are the head. You shall be the head. That's the word we move, a practical illustration of the word of God. The word of God says, I am what? Above. You are in everything you do. He gave us his word in Genesis chapter 1. He says, he blessed us and said, go and, he said we should rule, dominate, have dominion. That is the word. So if you are struggling in one corner with a face man, I slap you, locate your word. This is not where I should be. Just like that baby lion. Nobody came to counsel. He knew, this is not where I should be. Somebody is here tonight. The word of God is relocating you. It's relocating your destiny. And it's planting you where you are supposed to be. Examples of people that access restoration via the word of God. A quick example is a man called Simeon. John chapter 1 verse 42. The meaning of Simeon simply means sea grass, wavering. Somebody that is not stable. You understand? Wavering. From Simeon, from a wavering person, individual, from a wavering destiny, he became what? The rock. Via the word. It was the word. It was the word that settled him. Another good example of restoration via the word is Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 4 to 10. Quickly, we're going to go there. Ezekiel 37, I'll just paraphrase because of my time. Ezekiel 37, verse 4 to 10. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, that is, speak the word unto them. O ye dry bones. Excuse me. The last time I checked, bones don't have life. Once, Abby, if they said, even qualified, they said very dry bones. That's to tell you that there's a quality, there's an adjective there that it is gone. I don't know, they have doctors in the house. Are there some dry bones that still live? Once something is dry, it's dry. There's no sign of life. Dryness. But the word of God came into that dryness. The word of God, see, in the spirit, even non-living things hear the word of God in the spirit. Whatever it is, it hears the word. The earth hears the word of the Lord. The plants hear the word of the Lord. That's why Jesus could tell the fig tree, dry off. He didn't look back to say, did it come to pass? He just cursed it and he moved on. What am I trying to tell you? That it is the word of God. It was this word that was spoken upon these dry bones. He said, oh ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That situation in your life that looks tough, don't attack that situation by yourself. Remind that situation and say, oh barrenness, hear the word of the Lord. Oh stagnation, hear the word of the Lord. Oh sickle cell, hear the word of the Lord. Oh limitation, hear the word of the Lord. Oh sickness, hear the word of the Lord. Oh cancer, hear the word of the Lord. God just needs you to, even Jesus used the word of the Lord. In Luke chapter 4, what happened to Jesus? He just coming down from a fresh fast, 40 days, full of power, and the enemy, the devil himself, he didn't even send his agents, the devil himself came and showed up and said, ah, oh boy, you are charged up. Command this thing, if you are the true son of God. Every time I read that scripture, it reminds me of how daft the devil is and how short memory the devil is. You know why? Because he says, if you are the true son of God, if you are truly the son of God, for crying out loud, he is the son of God. He doesn't need anybody to show it. God announced it by himself when he was being baptized and said what? This is my beloved son. So in whom? So God announced it. I don't need the devil to confirm anything. There, in your life, something is being confirmed by the devil. You don't need the devil to say. What you need is the word of the Lord. The word It's the final say. Jesus attacked the devil back with the word. He didn't say, ah, this is my muzzle, spiritual muzzle. I'm coming from the first day. You don't approach some situations by your power. Go in the strength of the word. And as you go in the strength of the word, the Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Ezekiel 37, verse 5. Thus says the Lord God unto these dry bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live quickly. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Brethren, the Lord has commanded you that you prophesy to that situation that looks so dry. But you know something, though, because of my time, I can't illustrate for us. But if you look at this, it says, as I was, and there was a noise, and as he commanded, and as he prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking. That means your restoration for some people may not be immediately. What I'm trying to tell you is that the bones did not rise up at once to become, there was a shaking. That was a stage. And then there was a what? Bones came together. Bone to bone. Bone to bone. You have prayed to God on day one. He has not, you think he hasn't answered. That's a shaking. Day two, bone to bone began to come. Don't counter your miracle by doubting. That's it. Don't counter it by doubting. I pray God will give us understanding tonight. Quickly, and I pray that whatever wasn't meant to be in your life, via tonight's visitation, the Lord is removing it. And everything that has been termed dry, whatever the situation, tonight they will hear the word of the Lord. So speak to that situation tonight. Oh ye situation, as I have been prophesied, I prophesy. You know, we have learned earlier that you yourself, you can be a prophet and prophesy. And there's no scripture that is of private interpretation. So you can prophesy just like Ezekiel and prophesy to that situation. And that dry bones will become a what? The dry bones from a exceedingly dry, they become what? They became mighty army. Somebody's transformation shall be mighty. Benefits of the word of God. Number one, liberation. John chapter 11 verse 44. The dead Lazarus was raised back to life, but was still bound in chain, bound in the grave clothes. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto me, was the word. Lazarus had risen, but the word, he was still bound in what? Grave clothes. Some people are believers, yes, but they still walk in grave clothes. Grave clothes of stagnation. Grave clothes of what? Barrenness. Grave clothes of delay. Grave clothes of whatever it is. Tonight, the word says, loose him and let him go. You are loosed. I said tonight, you are loosed. Today, you are loosed. Number two, benefit of the word is healing. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Anywhere you find the undiluted word of God. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by where they come out of the town and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. But what preceded that? The word of God. The word of God. Anywhere you find undiluted, Luke 6:17 too is the same thing. Luke 5:17, Luke 6:17, because of my time, you can just go home and search it. Anytime you find the undiluted word of God, the power is available to heal. Perhaps you came here with all manner of sickness, whatever it is, as the word is coming forth tonight, you are going to be healed. I say you are going to be healed, and you will receive your healing. Number three, the word of God is for restoration. We have already said that in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 4 to 10. Number four, the word of God is for direction. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, light, what? Is a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Direction. A light unto your path. You trust God for direction this year. Direction redirects you to what? Access your restoration. David was redirected. That was light. Light for you to access all that you have been stolen from you is coming for you tonight. How then do you profit from the word? Do you know that some people have the word, but they don't profit from it? How do you profit from it? Number one, receive the word. John chapter 1 verse 12. Receive the word. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It is the word of God. He gave them power, as many that received, power to become. When you receive, you have power to access restoration. You get power to become when you receive. The word of God you receive is what benefits you. The word of God you receive is what benefits you. Many know the word, but they haven't received it. A good example, John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the word was on John. He was a forerunner of Jesus. He was this. Luke chapter 1 verse 17 gave me a different light into the anointing on the life of John. Luke 1:17. John had, he said, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. That's Elias. So that means John carried the anointing of what? Elijah. Elijah's kind of anointing was a judgmental kind of anointing, sir. So judgmental that when the king sent troop to him to go and kill the prophet, he says, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume this one. The first time, the second time, he had no mercy. Even children were making mockery of him, all bowed head. He didn't say, they are children, let me spare them. He was a brutal person. He was angry. He cursed them. BS came and they destroyed those children. That was the kind of anointing that what? It was on the life of John. He had the, that was in the what, Luke 1:17. But John was arrested because he spoke the truth to Herodias. And what happened? John began to misjive. He says, come, let me go and tell Jesus. Is he the Savior? No, he can't be. If truly he's the Savior, he cannot see that I'm here. He cannot hear. He did not hear that his foreigner is in the prison. No, now. He's very wrong now. Oh, wrong. He's very wrong. Oh, wrong. I mean, Jesus, I'm the forerunner. For crying out loud, forerunner. He had the anointing of Elijah, but walked in the capacity of Thomas. He had the anointing of many of us Christians. We have the capacity. It's not enough to know the word. Walk in the reality of that word. That's it. Walk in, tell your neighbor, walk in the reality of the word. Walk in the reality of the word. John had that capacity but refused to walk in it. Number two, how does the word profit you? Believe the word. Believe the word. It takes faith to thrive on the word. Until you walk in the reality of the word of God, you can't become what God has designed you to be. We have said that earlier. In Exodus chapter 6 verse 30, Moses was making all manner of excuses for his inabilities. He was not making all manner of excuses. Lord, I can't go. This is the reason. This is the reason. I'm a stammerer. He's this, that. And God told him, I have given you the capacity. Just believe. He said, Oluwa, me, I say I'm a stammerer. Hey, Bonnie, Mimi, Oluwa. I can't even call it. God told him, shut up. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. Let's read it. And the Lord said unto Moses, can't you see? See, I have made you a god to Pharaoh. Let's see, I have made you a god to Pharaoh. The Lord said, see. God had to tell him to see. Sometimes we need to be tapped and say, see. And that scripture is not for private interpretation. He said, ye are gods. So God has made you a god. That situation that is challenging you. Some of us are so afraid of going to our villages because of some local demons. They are local. But you have forgotten, if only you can benefit from the word, then you believe the word, you are seated far above principalities. That means in the association of all the witches together, join them together. I'm seated far above. I can't be oppressed by one stupid witch. Because their father, the devil, is not my feet. It's not my match. If only you can believe, that is when you benefit. But when you don't believe, you can't benefit. Tell your neighbor, believe. Number three, quickly, my time is fast spent. Act on the word of God. So you are here tonight, you are still afraid to sleep at night. Or one thing is doing quing quing at the back of your house. You quickly call and say, please, I need deliverance. So I need prayer. You don't need any prayer. Believe in the word and it will profit you. Number three, act on the word. Acting on the word requires you take steps to do the God, to do God's word. What you hear does not bring you to your place of restoration. It is what you do with what you hear that brings you to your place of restoration. John chapter 13 verse 17 says, if ye know these things, happy are ye when ye do them. If ye know these things, I was telling Papa, I said the quality of the word that we have received on this altar is so massive to transform anybody's life. But the question is, are you acting on the word? The word of God says, you shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless your bread. That is the word. And you're not asking, say, excuse me, can I please get 1,000, please? That is not light. The word, how do you access? And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water. You don't need to go and start begging. Matthew 6:33 says, that's the jackpot of life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Some of us know the word, but we refuse to act in the word. When you act in the word of God this year, restoration will be all around. Financial restoration will be evident. Marital restoration will be evident. Business restoration will be evident. Academic restoration will be evident. Business restoration will be evident. Many years ago, I was trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb. And we just newly got married. And I was automatically imagining that Pim, like, I should just, you know, see, start feeling signs and, you know, and it wasn't coming forth. And I said, Father, initially, I was like, let me be looking like someone that is worried. But I located my word. Whatever it is that is an issue, the enemy will always bring issues. Locate your word. Locate your word. Look, whatever challenge you are, just locate the word of God regarding it. And act on the word of God. Receive those three steps. Number one, I want us to respond. Number one, receive. Number two, believe. If you don't believe, you can't become. When you believe and then you act on that word, stand up on your feet tonight.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.